Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Monty is brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Island Wholesale, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
The Tuesday, February 14th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Tuesday edition. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Hope you enjoyed your Valentine's so far. And, you know, I hope it was all good. And I hope you got it all planned out right. And don't forget, 2-for-1 on all locals, the Jokers. So come on, get your laugh on tonight. Hey! Listen, before I start, I do have to say this on Valentine's. Listen, today's the 14th. A lot of you hit me up. To the tune, almost 400 of y'all inbox me. All right, just inquiring. So I know how the thing going to go on. Yes, we normally do Love Fest every Valentine's. But I will tell you, there's something a little bit bigger in the works. So we had to maybe combine all two, Love Fest and Laugh Fest this year. Yeah, you know, so just keep on listening out. Wise Guy Entertainment hasn't forgotten you. You know you love the fest. Love Fest and Laugh Fest. And I appreciate everybody who reached out to me. Honest to goodness, real talk. Y'all have me thinking, oh, wow, we should have tried to pull off all too. But just later will be greater. And just remember. Yeah, just remember coming up, man. What? Wow. Time was really fly. 2008 to 2018 is, yeah, the 15th annual Laugh Fest this year. Jesus, Lord. Wow. So, that's why we're at where we're at. So, comedy lovers, relax. Laugh Fest could be double whammy slammy, if you know what I mean. Just listen out. I promise it'll be all good. But thank you very much for reaching out and asking and inquiring because, hey, it's become part of your Valentine schedule and routine. So we do appreciate it. But like I said, gotta negotiate. Sometimes, you know, maybe that big name you wanted wasn't available for Valentine's. That's all I can say. We leave it right there like that. All right. Now, gotta make sure you're in a good place before we start our conversation. Don't forget it's Tuesday, so it's the Freeport Report. We'll check in with Sarah Kirkby in short order. And I think we're gonna have Darren Cooper with us today, man. So it should be fully loaded. But phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Phone lines are open, text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. All right? Text on in, however you know, you need to. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com, guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. All right. Trivia question for today. You know, we got the brain teaser lined up for you. All right. And you're playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes. All right. Dunkin' Donuts coupons, KFC coupons, and lunch or dinner your choice from Naughty Johnny's. The bag is full. The bag is loaded. All right. And here's what you're working with today. And I got to, it's Tuesday now, so I got to kick it up a little bit. Kick it up a notch, kick it up a notch, kick it up a notch. All right. Okay. Wow. Wow, that's crazy. All right. Recent survey, 100 Bahamians. 100 Bahamians. Recent survey, 100 Bahamians. 50 men, 50 women. Survey revealed that 30% or 30 out of 100 keep this in their glove compartment at all times. They make sure to have this in their glove compartment in their car at all times. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. Now, remember, check out the percentages before you jump on in. Excuse me, 30%. So that means it's a out-of-the-way item. And I've given you a hint. All right? So you got between now and the news and the top of 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. Recent survey, 100 Bahamians, 50 men, 50 women. Survey revealed that 30% or 30 out of 100 keep this in their glove box at all times. All right, here we go. Let's jump on into the headlines. And listen, I'm Mr. Producer. Let me know when we have Grand Bahama chimed in. And we'll slide right to that, all right? So this is what I'll do. Take care of the local headlines right here. And then we'll slide down to the Freeport Report, all right? So buckle up, here we go. Jumping on in, we got the headliners who are West making headlines in the 242, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Don't forget, new arrivals in stock right now. Check them out online, finethreads.com. Check out all the new arrivals. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, or the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both of those locations available for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Get it? Got it? Good. So remember, log on to finethreads.com. All right, here we go. Here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views of Madison's 1844. Vindicated. Former ministers applaud ruling on shantytown policy. Story by Candia Dames, executive editor. Two former members of the Ministers' Cabinet yesterday applauded a recent decision of Supreme Court Justice Sheldon Grant Thompson upholding their administration's shantytown eradication policy and said it was vindication of all they had sought to achieve in ridding the Bahamas of the unregulated communities which were found to be health and safety hazards. I do feel vindicated. I think that the judgment spoke very highly of our approach, said Attorney Dion Folks, the former labor minister who headed the Shantytown Action Task Force, the SATF, which was established to execute the policy. The work of the task force ground to a halt after a group of 177 Shantytown residents, along with the nonprofit organization Respect Our Homes Limited, filed an application challenging the government's plea. They were represented by human rights attorney Fred Smith KC, who said the Minnesota administration attempted to eliminate shantytowns in the Bahamas was nothing short of ethnic cleansing of the Haitian ethnic communities. Now remember, in August 2018, Justice Grant Thompson granted the applicants an injunction preventing the demolition, any further demolition of the existing homes, and anything moving forward could have been moved. So now here we are. At the end of the day, you're going to have the conversation. You're going to have the talk. Well, why didn't it happen under the FNM? Why it happened under the PRB? The bottom line is, it has finally happened. Like that old J.O. Felony song says, and I quote, I can give it to you, but what you going to do with it? I can give it to you, but what? What you going to do with it? Now the ball's in your court, Mr. Davis. The PM, the ball is in your court. And it really doesn't need to be a committee or more talking about it or pontificating about it. It's clearly cut out what needs to be done. And as long as you are in accordance with all the human rights regulations and contracts and treaties that we've signed on internationally to keep Mr. Fred Smith, Casey at bay, my good friend, then you should have no problem. But you need to get it done. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, how you doing?
What's going on?
You know, it's...
Rutherford, what's happening? I didn't recognize the voice. What's going on, brother?
Well, there you go. It's been a little while. It's been a minute.
Are you rocking your floral shirt today, or have you got on a plain tee?
I always do. Bahamas handprint.
The Boogaloo. What's happening?
Is a Bahamian product.
I know. Rock it out, man.
And so Linda Midland actually rocked it out with Androsian, so I'm sure you don't have anything to say about him.
No, man. You follow in the footsteps of greatness, man. So what you got
there
for
you
me
go.
Today?
Well... We're a nation of many laws. We don't need to pass any more. But we're not a nation of law enforcement.
Agreed.
And I don't want to blame yellow or red, because we've had internal self-governance now, coming up on 50 years. And we've had everybody, well, not the UBP, but we've had everyone else. And we can't seem to fix vexing problems. 50 years, bro, I watched big hotels build Cable Beach, Paradise Island, big airport. I can't build a little hospital. So, winky dink, that's how it goes. But, you know, the immigration, right? I call it human trafficking now because you have to be politically correct. Joe Biden is in. It's human trafficking, and nobody loves that. And so we need to be compassionate and return people to country of origin. Notice the words I use. Those are the legal words you need to use nowadays if you're going to be politically correct. But if you, Naughty, were to add on a little shack to the back of your place, borrow some light from the neighbor, or run one drop cord over there and some rinky-dink plumbing, what do you think would happen to you?
Problems.
Right.
Lock up. Gone.
So maybe the Bahamians need to just whatever buck up go and say we're falling under the application of the foreigner. We want amnesty from whatever we do. I mean, take it down to drunk driving, building a shed, doing whatever you want to do. Just go do it, because there's no law enforcement. Once you say, you have just arrived. That's about the best you could do.
Now, but Graham, when you see people that are showing up and arriving with paperwork in hand, I mean, come on. Allegedly, something going on, right?
Well, are you telling me that just happened last minute? How did it go down in 1970, 80, 90, and 2000?
I'm talking about maybe the most recent occurrence.
Well, yeah, that's what we do. We distract. We distract from all occurrences. See, I told you got a hospital problem. I didn't blame any politician or any party. You got a hospital problem. You got an immigration problem. You got a construction problem.
And you want to know something? If you want to deal with the bad situation in the hospital and the hospital problem and lack of beds, we'll deal with the immigration problem, and maybe we won't have that problem with lack of beds.
Now you're on to something juicy, my brother, because if you and your wife were to go to the hospital to have a child, you got to produce what? ID? NIB card? Right?
Oh, yeah. Got to put down that deposit on the delivery and then pay the balance when it's finished. And
you think that's done by everyone that's in the country?
I would probably lean to say that no. But I haven't done the research, so you can't quote me.
Yeah, I know.
But you probably have done that.
Yeah, I ask questions.
I know how you go, so you already had the answer, so you're probably telling me what you came up with.
What's sad is if you had, I put up a post, if everybody who just arrived in our country, and including those big cruise ships and hotels and everyone else, paid their fair share, we wouldn't have a problem at the hospital or with NIB. We'd have so much, NIB would be gunky. But you see, what's happening is the few working, middle-class, struggling Bahamians and poor are paying all the NIB and all the taxes so that everyone else can live their best life in our country, whether they're from Canada or the Caribbean. I can leave you with this one, Naughty. They say we're the third richest country in the hemisphere, U.S., Canada, Bahamas. Believe that. But here's the thing. When a Canadian bank charges you a fee and sends $100 worth of fees back to Canada that turns into $140 Canadian. And so my good friend, the former finance man, I wouldn't call his name, said, I don't understand. I said, no, I do. A local goods and service in Canada could be purchased for $140 or 100 US or 100 Bahamian. We're richer than the people whose bed we're making. That's extra Bahamas, man.
You need to run again, Graham.
Where do you want me running? Which party?
I know. Like the party. We'll figure it out. No more political babbitry. We've seen enough of that without a character, so we don't need it from you.
I've tried to stay independent for all people, but you want me to pick a side so I could help one set of people and let the other die.
All right,
that's what we want?
Let me marinate on that for a minute, and I'll get back to you next time we talk.
Yeah.
All right? Be safe. All right, let's get to the next call, Mr. Producer. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Pleasant. Good evening, Naughty.
Sparkalicious, what's going on? Now, listen. Sparky, I want to let you know. You have already been remixed now. You have gone viral to the point where you got youngsters on TikTok quoting your rant against the PM. And now they voicing you over and everything, man. You've officially gone viral, okay? I want you to know that you are international TikTok celebrity now.
Yeah, but you know, that's not the point. The point is...
It is, Sparky, because when I have friends all the way from Chattanooga, Tennessee, sending me your video and say, do you know this guy? And I'm like, that's Sparky. That's Bucket Mouth. That's the Goblin. That's the Brian Bottle Meister. He calls my show all the time. What do you mean? Of course I know Sparky. You've hit global. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, I got that. The thing is, sometimes you got to listen to it carefully. I was talking to another gentleman, you know, from way back. All of a sudden, some of the old guys started talking about the times when we grew up in the valley, young PRPs and this and that and the next. If you listen to it carefully, it's not against the Prime Minister. It's not against Philip Edward Brave, my school friend, my personal friend, my valley boy friend, all of this. Like, you know, you always said, that's my boy.
That's my boy.
Say Sparky. We know Sparky is PLP.
That's my boy.
The point is, we've been talking about some of the things that happened to one of our forefathers. We call Mr. Prime Minister Oscar Lyndon Pinling, where for 25 years he was leading this country. And when he started off, everything was we on the roll to first world, we on the go. Something happened in the last 10 years of his thing where the cronies around him started damaging his legacy. If you listen to what I said many times, our Prime Minister, I believe, is one of the men that has inherited the heart and soul and mind of Mr. Pinling. But if he doesn't watch out, the cronies around him could cause the same thing that happened to him, what happened to Pinling. Most of our new legislators are rookies going in there for the first time. You understand what I'm saying? Some of these people, sometimes when they get their first chauffeur-driven car, bodyguard with a gun, all of a sudden they have reached the top of the mountaintop and forget their constituents. They need to keep in touch with their constituents. I understand that they are busy trying to get everything on the road and get everything doing, the traveling, the meetings, and whatever else have you. But you still got to deal with your constituency and your people.
And you need to bring home some.
And thank you. All the many times I called and row about property, farmland, this and that and the next. I would like to thank the people too, the accelerators. Within 2-3 weeks, my request for grants has been approved, Naughty, with the rowing and the screaming I made through. It has been approved.
They want you shut up, Sparky. They trying to shut you up, Sparky.
No, the point is, look here. They have approved my request for grant to start the farm. I've been given the land by agriculture. You know that. You see it. You heard it. By agriculture.
Now, you got the land, right, Sparky? That's what I need you to try doing. Me and you could go into business. Since you got
Hold on. Let me keep it going. Now, they just paved a new road all the way from Carmichael Road over the hill by Fugin to the roundabout out on West Bay Street, going to the airport. A beautiful paved Gladstone Road. But guess what? I'm naughty.
The
road for us farmers that have been given the land that they promised was going to be done by last November the 30th, that road off of Glasson Road to the farm lawn area has not been touched yet. So we got the farm. We got the grants to start the farms, but we can't even get to the property because of the road has not been dug yet. On the side of the little bar, when you turn off a Glasson Road from Carmichael, you know that little funny bar?
Yeah.
Okay, there's a road going west from Glasson Road, was supposed to be tracked.
But Sparky, isn't it your job, the farmer's job, to pave that road, or no?
No, they said they would pave it. No. That land belonged to the Ministry of Agriculture. When you come off of that road, they're supposed to move from their road to the farmland area, tracts of land. Now, for example, my acreage that they gave me, when I hit my property and hit my stakes, that's when I get my tractor from Dozer to go into my land, to turn the land over and down, to get my fencing done by National Fencing, to put down my fencing, to get my land fixed. I got to take care of my property, not the government road. They promised they was going to give us access to it.
Well, you know what, Sparky? You need to keep making more noise. Cut one, two more voice note and one video, and you should have your road.
Now, hold on. I got to tell you this final thing. As you know, everybody been complaining. Parks and beaches, all these different things, they want us to get our licenses. And you know, because you got business too, your license was supposed to renew it after December 31st. We are into doggone February, going into the end of February now. Our licenses have not been renewed yet. So now I can't go to parks and beaches. I can't go nowhere else because we waiting for them to renew our licenses down by, what you call it, Inland Revenue.
So, yeah, the wait continues.
So none of us could start doing our work for this year because everybody want our licenses. And I've been traveling down there, the Inland Revenue, 5 times already on Carmichael Road, up and down, burning gas, to go down there. It's not ready yet. We need this stuff to be ready so we can...
All right, Sparky.
You get where I'm coming from?
I got gotcha. You.
I'm not talking about brave, but around him need to get the work done.
Yeah, but Sparky, so you got to make noise from top to bottom. Because, hey, hold on. Now, it is. I'm just saying. Anyway, mad appreciation, Sparky. I always love to hear from you, man. But let me get to Freeport right now. Second call, I see you calling in. I need you to call me back because I got to get to Freeport right now. And as soon as I get to Freeport, hit me back and we'll take your call, all right? But I know I got to Sarah Kirkby. And I think Darren Cooper's standing by, so let's get to Freeport, man. The Freeport Report is too. And, of course, you know, we always have the supplement every Tuesday in the Garden from the Grand Bahama News and lots to talk about. So let's welcome Sarah and Darren to the show. No strangers. Sarah, what's going on? You all right?
I'm good. It's nice to have Darren back with us, eh?
Hey, what's happening?
He's a busy brother, but if you don't get Rotarian of the Year, I'll put them on the show. You're going to make some noise. And then
I don't think they're going to give me Rotarian of the Year. They gave me.
What makes you tick, keep on getting them awards and accolades and keep moving and see the talk shows, see the videos and stuff. Keep doing what you're doing, man. It's always insightful. And I like how you keep it real, man, because you know me. We cut from the same cloth. Let's get right to the chase. Let's keep it real. Let's talk about it. And so I'm going to pop up with you in a second, but I know Sarah got lots to talk about. I'm looking at the supplement today, man. I see some nice things happening, Sarah.
Well, we have a great story about ecotourism. And a lot of people who are from Grand Bahama will know that the wonderful Erica Gates passed away just over a year ago. And it was a big loss for us in the community. But I love the fact that her staff and her husband are keeping everything going. And for us, seeing all these people around right now, everybody taking tours, and everybody back out just gives you a revived feeling about Grand Bahama, which is so wonderful and something we so desperately need. I actually just posted a beautiful story that a Canadian tour or travel writer just wrote about Grand Bahama. And I'll share it with you. It's a great story. It's all about taking the tours, going to Coral Vita. It's a lifting story on us today.
That's good. The Coral Vita is awesome. Yes. I'm glad to know that it is the question and the recognition, you know?
Because it is. It's good. And it's great to see. It's so great when you drive around and see all the tours full again and you're seeing them back on the roads. It really does. It's something we needed desperately for GB. So it's great to see. We also have a launch of an art festival that will be happening for Grand Bahama. So we encourage local artists to get their work out, which is something that's needed as well, of course. And, you know, it's beautiful to see this artwork. And it really is talent, and it's really is good for your soul, again.
Broad spectrum of artists as well, too. Got a lot of good artists on there to choose from as well.
We do, and it's also nurturing new talent as well, which is great, and I'm a very much art education in school. My mom is an art teacher, artist as well, and my daughter is also. It's a big thing for our family, so it's great for that, and I thank the Port Authority for really standing behind and pushing that. They also, at the same time, they worked with Alive and honored women in science. So it's not just art, but it's also science as well. So I was with some good friends that were highlighted this last week in Grand Bahama.
Nice to see and 16 women were honored. You know what I mean? That's a large number.
Yeah, watch out. Those women are taking over, you know.
I know. You got to watch out.
Let's Darren talk about that one. And then... we also highlighted two other things, which is the race that happened here in Grand Bahama with the Grand Bahama cyclist community. My friend, good friends from Nassau came over, and Lori and Cameron and their daughter Cammy won the race, but it was a hard-fought battle for her. The weather was not great last weekend, and... so it was super to see what she could do.
Yeah, man, you come in our Hugh Campbell, but we can come down and win your cycling race. That's how that goes, tit for tat. You can't have it all.
That's right. So the battle is on, but it's good. And, you know, there's bike teams all over the country, so it's great when they can get together and travel. The support is really fantastic. So we were pleased to feature them. And then we also heard about a great donations. It's all positive news this week. That was given to the West End community through people that live down by Old Bahama Bay. And so it's a donation of equipment that was definitely needed for them, for their musical, for what they're doing, which is music department. $20,000 donation, pretty amazing. So you can remind everybody also, if we can, Naughty, that the class is available in our paper. So we want to encourage everyone to reach out to us to get that this week. So I'm very good, but we're still waiting to hear some news at the airport. So that's something I'd love to hear, Darren.
All right. Well, you know, you Pollyanna this week there, Sarah. You got everything good, man. So let me turn it over to Darren, who I've been talking to in a couple of weeks. I know he's been busy, but Darren, on the flip side.
Hey, what's up, Namaz? Good to be back. Miss you guys. Well, for me, you know, I've been watching quite a bit of stuff here in Grand Bahama, as relates in particular the closure of the Fishernall Road Causeway. By leadership, they would have break ground to build a passage because bad weather, the road at times was damaged under Dorian before it was actually open. They had repairs to the road, and some smart person would have paved the exit part of the road or the entrance part of the road coming from Freeport and the exiting from 8 Mile with cement. And if anyone who knows, no mix.
No, sir.
So whenever it rained, there was nowhere for the oil to drain in or drain out. And so when it rained, you have oil and water mix. And so the road became very slippery. You couldn't walk on it. If you can't walk on your waist, you couldn't drive. On the causeway to be closed. It was closed days before the year ended. And it was not closed because a person like myself called for it to be closed. But it was closed because Grand Bahama Port Authority and Ministry of Works realized the problem that road had. We've had in one day some 5 accidents, persons being injured and cars just sliding out of control. And myself and all would have experienced the spin on that road. And so now we have the causeway closed, but we are dealing with the service road that is the response of Grand Bahama Port Authority. Even though the causeway is there, it is still a passage for their customers, as well as to be able to connect both ends of the island, east and west, in a battle with the port, who continues to put this powder substance on the road. And when it rains, you know what happens when it rains on the service road. And so the road is the service road right now is extremely horrible, and residents have to use that road to be able to get home and to be able to get to work. And even companies licensing to the Grand Bahama Port Authority is also forced to use that road on a daily basis. And so we are now in back and forth with them. We saw the Minister for Works, Alfred, said, listen, we have sent a correspondence to the Port Authority, and then that would have been basically reminding them of their responsibility to be able to get this service road properly repaired until we can get the causeway properly fixed. I don't see where the $1 billion that the governor is going to spend to repair this bridge is necessary, but you know, everything with government is always a hike and always a high price. So that's one of the big
and with no procurement act, you know, with the procurement act being repealed, we can't really find out who got the contractor to this and how much they're spending and so on and so forth.
Absolutely. So that's one of the concerns here in Grand Bahama. Also, residents in Sweetings Key are faced with daily lack of water from the water and sewage water plant in Sweetings
Key. That's still going on?
That's still going on.
And I don't want to sound like I'm totally oblivious, but, you know, we read about it here in New Providence, but then there's other things that jump to the front of the papers, and then when that hits the box, sometimes it gets out of sight, out of mind, but Sweetings Key still has no water?
Still up to Sunday past, residents of Sweetings Key did a video off from the water and sewage site. The residents themselves are doing what they can to try and keep the plant up and running. There is one person from water and sewage, and his struggle and his concerns, from what I've been advised, is lack of parts and support from water and sewage. And it's just a bunch of talks. 10,000 gallon tanks were delivered to the Key on Saturday and Sunday by a resident of Sweetings Key, which sat on the Freeport Harbor for over 2 years. And so they finally got those tanks on the Key. The Key membrane is damaged. The motors, they're right now running on one motor. The membrane, which should have been up to 5 to 6 feet high, it's only a feet. And so they're now struggling with water supply, lack of water. They're really in bad shape. And separate apart, the Key still needs repairs from Dorian. The government dock is not repaired. The government facilities, clinics and schools are still not repaired. And the question is, where is the DRA? Where is the small home repairs? They're spending more time investigating what they claim, but if they go in their new warehouse downtown, it's in there. And so they should spend more time getting the job done rather than just cherry picking and doing nothing other than wasting time. Is what they need to do. And so those are concerns that we do have here in Grand Bahama. And so while Sarah continues to report all of these beautiful stories, and I like to hear them, but we still have real issues here in Grand Bahama. We still have things that need to be addressed. And the sad part about it is there's no avenue for these persons to be able to take their concerns. And when they get their concerns heard by someone, it goes on deaf ear and blind eye. Nothing's done with it. And so
definitely, Darren, not the water one. We picked up on that one, and we've seen that the MP, Kwesi's been making some noise about it in the House. So we're definitely going to look into that story. So we'll have that news for you as well. And obviously, you've just given us a big update, too, which is great to know. But we've got to get that fixed. That's ridiculous. That's so long. And when you were mentioning that about the DRA and the items that were sitting there, it just breaks your heart to think about that.
Yeah. That's my update that I would have gotten on Sunday as related to the water system.
Right.
And I have not gotten any updates further from Sweetings Key up to yesterday, which was Monday. And nothing up to 5 p.m. yesterday was done. No one visited the Key. No communications were done. The person that represents water and sewage on the Key don't even have the basic vehicle to move around. It needs a water pump and has been sitting now over almost 2 years waiting on a $200-some water pump to be able to fix the vehicle. He lives on one end of the Key and the plant is on one end of the Key, and the time it takes for him to get to there is almost a day.
What?
And so, the golf cart that water and sewage own needs a water pump and has been sitting now almost 2 years.
I'm in the
waiting
sticker,
for
but my gosh.
The water pump, which is on eBay for $200-some.
So we can get that donated and let you all fix it yourself so you all can make it happen?
Well, I think the...
Because heck, I'll go water it now, man. My God.
Based on the conversation I had over the weekend, on Sunday, I think that is the decision. Because, again, those water tanks were not cleared by the water and sewage. Those water tanks were cleared by the residents.
Ah.
And they cleared them.
So
the residents got them there.
If the residents cleared them, then they should be able to do what they need to do since it's their property, correct?
So the thing about it, that's what they're doing. They're doing it because they're the ones that are inconvenient. They're being inconvenienced. And so they're doing their part as a community. But again, we're talking about a community that's been badly damaged by Dorian and is still trying to come to grips. We're talking about a community who still don't have proper housing facilities. Even though work has been done, they still have a 20% that they needed to do as well. You're talking about a resident where persons are still trying to make ends meet because they don't have the proper equipment. And so they're challenged, and I believe I must give them credit. The local government representatives, the council is doing their part in trying to make some things happen for their community and their residents.
Well,
I'm sorry, you know, you said you were interested in the hotel. The only thing I could recommend for the government as related to this hotel is to take some of the money that they're wasting on keeping it closed and just paying the power bill on the facility was supposed to take some of that money and try and get the place open up. Rent some of the restaurants to interested persons who may be able to open back up to China Beach. We got plenty number guys in the Bahamas that we could take that casino and give it to one of them. People don't buy things that ain't operating. People, you get a better sale if it open and operational.
We've all been talking about this. The same problem we have is that they've bought the hotel and they're trying to get this price for it so that they can get back the money they bought at profit. That's not going to happen. This hotel has too many things that has to be fixed with it. They need to go back to the people who were interested in it before, or as I think I might have said before, I don't know if I did, so correct me if I'm wrong, Naughty, I would go find Richard Branson, who's in Bimini, who has cruise ships, who has airplanes, and I would say, here, look, here's the hotel, let me give it to you, you come and bring your brand and let's get this going, and give them the hotel. We're trying to sell something that just, you know, the trusted who has a brand and gets that name going, and let the other buyers come in with these new hotels that they want to bring in.
But the money that they're spending now, Sarah, on just trying to keep it open,
yeah,
they might as well take some of that money and renovate it. I made a recommendation.
I don't think it's worth it to renovate it. I would disagree with you on that, but I see what you're saying. It's worth it to renovate it for them to have to change stuff and going forward with a new brand. I think it's important for them to find somebody who's a buyer and give them the deal and not look to make money off the deal. It's not going to happen because of the money we've lost so far.
But we ain't getting no deal, so we need to do something with it because we're paying now just to keep it.
Exactly. Taxpayers are paying that. Yeah.
And so we should do something with it until they can find someone to do better.
Yeah.
And people may bite on it if they see the potential of it being open.
But I think with the other two resorts coming on stream, I think as they progress and as they manifest, I think, you know, there'll be more urgency and maybe there'll be more, that'll pique some more interest globally to people who might want to come in and get a deal on this property.
Could be.
Because, I mean,
we need the attention. We need
right
the
now,
attention
it, right now, it's not moving, so hopefully you could piggyback it off something else that is new and is innovative and is, you know, going to draw the interest of travelers worldwide because of their branding and so on and so forth. Be primed and ready to piggyback off that. Have it ready to go.
Agreed. Piggyback off that. Let's get it going. I mean, I'm you know, there's brands that...
But then again, too,
in Nassau, there's brands that are on other islands that we need to go to and that I'm hoping the tourism board and everybody else is trying to reach out to because it's a beautiful property.
But if it's an opportunity for Grand Bahamian businessmen throughout all them communities.
Office location for urban renewal, separate apart from all of the urban renewal centers, they've moved out of the Harold and Gregory building into a big building that's going to be a big bill
right.
On a monthly basis or on a yearly basis. People are still hungry. People are still homeless, but yet we're worrying about office space. They could have taken one of they could have taken that urban renewal center and gone to one of the urban renewal centers. You know, and so, I mean, I think we continue to put our priorities in the wrong places and not focus on, and that's why I see governments are, from 2012 to now, we've been recycling governments because they've been, these groups have been failing to listen and to pay attention to the needs of the people and just themselves which are benefiting, and their cronies.
It does seem very retread, I must admit. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Different colors, that's about it.
It's sickening.
But
need change.
We got to get to the news, but I want to thank you guys for chiming in. I appreciate the insight and always keeping it real with us on Tuesday. And if we could do it again next Tuesday, that would be awesome. Darren, if you can make it, I would have a few questions for you, because I had some folks chime in from Grand Bahama and, say that we need to get some answers, because they want to get back home. They're still up here in New Providence. So if you're available next week, we'll correspond before the show and try to get you on again, because we definitely need to have some conversations, in Freeport. Broad conversations.
Do my best to be you.
All right. And Sarah, keep doing what you're doing, man. The Grand Bahama News is definitely an awesome supplement. A lot of people are enjoyed here in New Providence, all right, getting caught up with friends and family through the supplement every Tuesday right here in the Guardian. Yeah. So, like I say,
thank you for that.
Spend the money.
We're working hard. We want it. We want our Grand Bahamians to come home. We have the space. We have the room. We need to get things going. So I love that we're all working towards it. And Darren brings up some great points, the stories that you'll probably see in the Guardian next week.
All right. Well, I want to thank you guys for chiming in. We'll look out for them. We'll get to the break now. And after the flip side of the break, we'll get straight to the news as the Tuesday, February 14th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. Happy Valentine's, everyone.
Happy Valentine's. And you sound better, Naughty. Good job.
Thank you.
You put that Vicks on your chest.
Yeah, Vicks and some Sarah C and some Butterbush medicine. Ain't good.
We'll send you a good gully wash from here. That should help you too.
Thank you.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potato, a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Fidelity, good for you.
With so much going on in the world today, only accepting cash at your business can be risky. Let Fidelity offer you and your customers safety, convenience, and the flexibility of a fixed or mobile terminal. Take it with you on the move and on the go, because business should never stop. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit us at any of our branches.
Flavor alert! The Dunkin' Maple Sugar Bacon Breakfast Sandwich is the perfect blend of maple and smoked bacon in ice. Enjoy a fluffy egg, melted Swiss cheese, and sweet caramelized maple sugar smoked bacon, all stacked on a warm, flaky croissant. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Tap into maple flavor today at Dunkin'. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
Attention all KFC lovers! Are you ready to get crazy on Tuesdays? Now you can get 5 juicy mouth-watering pieces of KFC chicken for only $10. It's crazy! 5 pieces of world-famous KFC chicken, handmade with a secret blend of 11 herb scents for only $10. Don't miss out! This crazy offer is only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the test. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Is your 2023 goal to move into your own home? Well, future homeowner, enjoy another payday. Build or buy a home with financing from CIBC and receive cash back every month for 1 year. A home is one of your greatest investments, so secure one soon. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/homeowners payday for more info. Offer valid from January 9 through to March 31, 2023. Terms and conditions apply.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play,
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Island Wholesale, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Yes, the Tuesday, February 14th edition of Talking Heads continues right now, the Valentine edition. And boy, look here. Mr. Producer, what's going on here? They was hanging meat in the studio or something the other day. My God, it could. Dear God, what happened? Somebody ran it, didn't get no Valentine's, so she had a heart of ice with the rest of us? My God. So let me have a Musa moment. Ooh. For those of you inquired and got all fired up, listen. If all you want to know the answers, pen and paper, medication, insurance for car, driver's license, your napkins, liquid soap, snacks, sunglasses, manual owner's manuals, glove, battery charger, cigarette, condom, drinking water, and jumper cables. No! None of those were right. Nor was underarm deodorant, roll of hand towels, face powder, or condoms. No, 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 no. Nor was sanitary items. The actual answer, none of y'all said this, was underwear. Underwear. None of y'all said you had a clean pair of drawers in your underwear. You had a clean change of drawers in your glove box. None. None. Like I tell you, you Google long, you will Google wrong. So yeah, no winner today. No price for you. All right? No soup for you. No price for you. Try again tomorrow. Mr. Producer, look out for Pearly. He should be trying to zoom in at some point. But while we wait for the Pearl, we'll start it off like we do each and every day with Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Johnny's, they still got it going on for you. Definitely want to check it out. That Valentine menu is popping right now at Naughty Johnny's. And it's all good. And it's fully loaded. You got your surf and turf fillet of beef and lobster tail, garlic mashed potatoes, mixed vegetables, mushroom gravy, and a glass of champagne. And that's all followed up with that special homemade Valentine's brownie with fresh raspberry buttercream a la mode. All right, so you definitely want to check that out. It's $59 VAT included. Give them a call, 377-7776. They still got it going on for you, so make sure to check them out. It's a nice little move for Valentine's tonight. Yes, man. Yes, 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 yes. All right. So let's start. Where do we start on Today in Sports History? All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. A lot happened on Valentine's Day, boy. Ooh, over the years. 1934, the NHL held its first All-Star game as a benefit for injured NHL All-Star Ace Bailey. Toronto played against a team of All-Stars from the seven other teams in the league. 1966, Rick Mount of Lebanon, Indiana, became the first high school male athlete to be pictured on the cover of Sports Illustrated. 1966, Wilt Chamberlain of the Philadelphia 76ers set a National Basketball Association record when he reached a career high of 20,884 points. After only seven NBA seasons. All right? You want to talk about LeBron then? Wilt scored 20,000, almost 21,000 in seven seasons. It took LeBron 20 to score 38. So if Wilt averaged his average, he would have got 1,000 in 14 seasons. I'm just throwing that out there. 1966, CBS bought the rights to the NFL's 1966 and 1967 championship games for $2 million per game. 1977, Al Hill of the Philadelphia Flyers scored 5 points, 2 goals, and 3 assists in his first NHL game. 1979, 20-year-old rookie Don Maloney of the New York Rangers scored his first goal in the National Hockey League, came on his first NHL shot. 1988, Bobby Allison became the oldest driver to win NASCAR's Daytona 500. 1989, Mike Tyson and Robin Gibbons were divorced. 1990, Mary Lemieux of the Pittsburgh Penguins ended his 46-game scoring streak. The streak was the second longest in NHL history. 2002, Greco-Roman wrestler Rulon Gardner, who was stranded 17 hours outside in temperatures that reached 25 below zero. When he was found, his body temperature was 88, and his feet were frozen on March 28, 2002. Gardner had the middle two toes on his right foot amputated due to frostbite. 2003, a Florida of Jose Canseco. Canseco has violated his probation that stemmed from a nightclub brawl in 2001. On March 17th, he was sentenced to 2 years of house arrest and 3 years of probation. And that's when his reality show career began. 2004, Sean Burke of the Flyers, Philadelphia Flyers, got his 300th win. Burke was the 20th goalie to reach the milestone. And your quote for today from Tour de France winning cyclist Greg LeMond: perhaps the single most important element is mastering the techniques and tactics of racing is experience. But once you have the fundamentals, acquiring the experience is a matter of time. And that's a wrap right there on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Let's get to that first break, Mr. Producer. Let's get that out of the way. See if we find Pearly somewhere in between. On the flip side of the break, we'll be definitely checking out the home court. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. All the happenings locally on the local sports scene. And then, of course, we'll get to who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. We'll go international. And taking us home today, 10, none other than my good brethren, Mr. Rich Eisen. Rich got lots to talk about these days post-Super Bowl. All right? And he'll have the breakdown on that lack of a penalty flag not being thrown in that Super Bowl. We might play that episode of it, or you might have Eisen and Orlowski on a possibility of a card to the Panthers and Dak, Lamar, or Stafford to the Jets. All kind of trade scenarios popping off. So that'll be the final 10 going home today. Rich Eisen and Dan Orlowski on possible quarterbacks on the move via the trade and via free agency. All right, so that's all coming up on the final 10 today. But right now, let's get to the first break as the Tuesday, February 14th edition of Talking Heads will continue right after this. Happy Valentine.
Experience a flavor explosion with the new Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich from Dunkin', loaded with juicy chicken, marinara sauce, a generous drizzle of pesto sauce, all topped off with melted cheese and served on a warm, flaky croissant. Made to order, mozzarella chicken sandwich combo includes a bag of baked Lay's and a freshly brewed iced tea. Enjoy a taste of Italy in every bite. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Whether your business is in store, on the go, or both, let Fidelity work with you to maximize your customers' payment options with a fixed or mobile terminal so that you never miss a sale. It's safer than cash and more convenient, so that you can take your business anywhere. For details, contact a business development officer today at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport, or visit our website at fidelitygroup.com.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius!
Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger licking good.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, February 14th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. And still no party setting, right? It's Valentine, you know. Newfound love is like a brand new toy. It picks you up. Yeah, man. You might have to play that one for Pearlie, you know. Yeah, boy, I believe Pearlie is cooking in the fat fryer of love right now. Out of that, or some Major League Baseball news went down. All right. So we got the home court lined up. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And, hey, it's all about that plant-based Whopper. Everything that you love about a Whopper, just plant-based. Get it by itself, get it as a combo at your favorite Burger King location for takeout, drive-thru, and delivery with the Cravin app. So, the local sports scene. And here we go. Let's have a gander. Because a lot's going on. You know, leagues popping off, baseball underway, you got soccer underway, got football kicked off this past weekend, or getting ready to kick off this upcoming weekend with the 20. So, yeah, it's a good look. GSSA playoffs get underway. top seeds prevail and book their spots into the championship, served by Sheldon Longley. After a hard-fought season, the Government Secondary School Sports Association sudden death basketball playoffs got underway yesterday at the Kendall DL Isaacs National Gymnasium, and all of the top seeds prevailed. In the Marquee Senior Boys Division, the top-seeded C.I. Gibson Rattlers were too much for the C.R. Walker Knights, winning comfortably 92-62. The Rattlers senior girls had to come from behind to avoid an upset in their matchup, defeating the R.M. Bailey Pacers 43-40. In the junior boys matchup, the top-seeded D.W. Davis Pitbulls avenged their only loss of the season, defeating the AF Adelaide Tigers 39-35. And in the junior girls division, the pennant-winning C.H. Reeves Raptors rolled all over the S.C. McPherson Sharks 48-10. The other sudden-death playoff games are set for today, and the best of three championships will get underway in all four divisions on Wednesday. Victory for Charlton and Taylor. Our victory for Charlton and Taylor breaks national record. Track and field, served by Simba French. Elite senior track athlete Devin Charlton closed out her 2023 indoor season with a bang on Saturday, winning the women's 60-meter hurdles during the 115 Millrose Games at the Nike Track and Field Center at the Armory in New York, New York. And in addition to that, we had Charisma Taylor, has been since 2021. She improved on that mark on Saturday, leaping 14.04 meters at the Tiger Paw Invite at the Clemson Indoor Track Complex in Clemson, South Carolina. So we still got the ladies doing it big time on the track and field circuit, which is good news. So, more track and field. BAAA relay set for Saturday. The Bahamas is a nation of relays, and with the backdrop, the Bahamas Association of Athletic Associations, BAAA relays, usually dubbed the high school relays, is set to make a grand return. The final event on the BAAA calendar before the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Stadium undergoes a facelift, except for this Saturday, starting at noon. Divisions from under nine straight up to masters will be contested, and relay events will be inclusive of the 4x100 meters and the 4x200 meters, 4x4, 4x8, sprint and distance medley, and 4x400. So if you like track and field, that's where you need to be. Most definitely. 5:30 p.m. is the time. And let's slide out of the home court and into who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And Derek Carr has officially been released. Now the Los Angeles Raiders have officially released Derek Carr. So we'll see where that goes. There was some swirlings. There was some rumblings. As a matter of fact, Mr. Producer, double check for the link, but we got an update from ESPN on the release of Derek Carr. So if you want to play that for me, I'd appreciate it, because here's the live reaction from ESPN. The Raiders have released Derek Carr. Now, some say the Saints were trying to trade for him. Obviously, the money was an issue. They waited. They heard the Raiders were going to let him go. And now it's a good opportunity for him to end up right there in Las Vegas with the Raiders. So with that being said, let's hear from ESPN right now on the release of former Las Vegas Raiders quarterback Derek Carr, who's now an unrestricted free agent.
Derek Carr has officially been released by the Raiders, which was needed to release him by 4 p.m. today to not be on the hook for the $40.4 million in what would have been guaranteed money. That means he can go sign with any team. We've got Dan Orlovsky in here doing something that looks like a motorcycle pull. I don't even know what that is. And we have Marcus Spears as well as Phil Yates. Ryan Clark joining us too. Dan, we start with you. Your initial reaction to now knowing that Derek Carr is a free agent.
Two teams come to mind, the New York Jets and the Carolina Panthers. I'll remind everybody of two things. In 2021, Derek Carr midseason was an MVP candidate. And ask yourself this, when was the last time this league had a top 10, top 12 caliber player at that position that was a free agent?
I just love the beauty of him being a free and clear free agent, Dio.
Yeah.
Like the opportunity to be courted, to make a decision based on where you think you can win right away, but also get compensated. Derek Carr is a really good quarterback in this league. You can win with Derek Carr. I think you need pieces around him, but that's majority of the guys in this league. But very rarely, to your point, do guys get a chance to be free agents in this league. And the fact that he's a quarterback with success, phenomenal.
And Derek Carr said, Las Vegas Raiders, you not about to get no picks from me. I'm going to walk into this thing where I'm free and clear, and I get the opportunity to vet these teams as they'll be vetting me. He's a top 15 talent at the position, probably higher, and now he'll get a chance to find a team that matches but also wants him to be on that team. I think this is great for Derek Carr.
And timing is everything in life. No one likes to get fired, but worth noting that Derek Carr does not have to wait until the NFL's new league year begins in the middle of March. He is free to sign with the team right this second. So other quarterbacks that could be traded or free agents like Jimmy Garoppolo still have to wait a month. Mm. Derek Carr has a head start on the field. His courting process can begin immediately, Laura.
Thank you for watching ESPN live streaming sports.
Yeah, you ain't got to put it up on, but yeah, Greenberg. But yeah, there you have it. Derek Carr. Now out there. So the Raiders may be a possibility. I mean, the Saints may be a possibility. The Jets may be a possibility. Now there's some swirling that the Dolphins may be a possibility as well. Now, let's see who else might be giving him a peek. Going to kick the tires on Derek Carr. The given is the New Orleans Saints. The Carolina Panthers are another one. The New York Jets are another one. Wow. And some say, you know, the list could grow over the next couple of days now that he's become an unrestricted free agent. Now, this is kind of weird out of the NFL. Jonathan Gannon, the Eagles defensive coordinator, has been hired by the Arizona Cardinals to be their new head coach. Signed a 5-year deal. Now, of Kingsbury replacement, and he's another wunderkind, another youngster. But on Tuesday, Philadelphia Eagles defensive coordinator Jonathan Gannon agreed to a contract to become the Cardinals head coach, this via ESPN's Adam Schefter. Schefter had previously reported the two sides were finalizing a deal. Well, it's done. And let's be real, they need some defensive help in there quickly. The Cardinals coming off a brutal 4-13 season. So they end up with the number 3 overall pick in the 2023 NFL draft. It was a campaign marked by consistent and high-profile injuries, none more impactful than quarterback Kyler Murray tearing his ACL in December. Now, that's left the 25-year-old quarterback status up in the air for the start of the 2023 campaign. And that's an early potential this Gannon's going to have to overcome. So we'll see where that goes. J.J. Watt has retired. Okay, they got issues over there on the wide receiver side as well. And Marquise Brown, DeAndre Hopkins, and Zach Ertz, they could not be back. So he could be starting bare over there. So he's a young guy, good defensive mind. Let's see if he's cut out for this task. He's got a 5-year contract, so I guess he got a 5-year plan, all right? And some more news coming out of the NFL. Cam Jordan of the Saints is already recruiting Derek Carr. So we'll see that, you know, we'll see how the Twitter recruitment works. And you got some more NFL rumors swirling as well. You have a few that are out there that continue to swirl. Ravens could be tempted by Jackson. All right. The Ravens, if they get the right offer, could let Lamar Jackson go. Per Ian Rappaport, Jackson wanted a fully guaranteed deal comparable to the $230 million contract that Deshaun Watson signed with the Cleveland Browns, which hindered Baltimore's attempt to extend him before 2022. Moreover, Jackson rejected an extension that in some aspects would eclipse quarterback Russell Wilson's 5-year $245 million contract with Denver. And according to The Athletic's Jeff Zrebic, the Ravens seem highly unlikely to offer Jackson a fully guaranteed contract. There have been no outward signs of positive movement on that front in recent weeks. So Baltimore could be hesitant to give Jackson a fully guaranteed deal after he missed 11 games, including the playoffs, over the previous two seasons. If that becomes an issue, teams may become aggressive in an approach to acquire him, which would open up the door for a trade. So let's see where that goes. I give it a 6 on the BS meter. Yeah. If it's fact or fiction, I don't know. I don't think they trade Lamar Jackson. Now, here's another rumor that the Bears' number one overall pick is worth a small fortune. General managers of quarterback-needy teams will offer a treasure trove of draft picks if they're laser-focused on a specific prospect who has the potential to become a face of a franchise and a starter from day one. This year, C.J. Stroud of Ohio State and Bryce Young of Alabama are the top quarterback prospects in most early mock drafts. Now, according to Bleacher Report, post the Senior Bowl board rankings, that listed the former and latter, number 6 and number 12. Stroud at number 6, Bryce Young at number 12. Now, regardless of the order in which Stroud and Young go in this April's draft, teams may be willing to give up multiple premium picks for these two signal callers. Now, it's going to bode well for the Bears and their ability to accumulate more capital and fill holes across their roster. And their roster is like Swiss cheese, full of holes. And according to Adam Schefter, you know, he was quoted as saying, the Bears, I can tell you right now, the Bears are going to have the opportunity to listen to some unbelievable offers for the number one pick. And they're going to have the chance to parlay that one pick that comes as a benefit from the Houston Texans. And they're going to have a chance to play a game that they never should have won into a bevy of future picks that can set up that franchise for years to come. And remember, Texans should have won that game, not the Bears. But nonetheless, the Bears get the spoils. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Very pleasant. Good evening, Naughty. What's up, man?
What's happening?
Everything is good, bro. I just wanted to get you through. It's been a little busy. I haven't had a chance to ask you on LeBron's monumental accomplishment the other day there.
Well, you kind of late. You know what I mean?
I've been busy, man. You know, but I wanted to hear your thoughts on
that. I don't think we have to wax poetic. Did that for us. 20 minutes during the game when it happened. 20 minutes the night after, you know, when he didn't play. Then he didn't play another game. Then he didn't play another game. So I needed to get back up in the lineup. Tell us when he's going to get back in the lineup. That's what I want to know.
Do you think now that this adds an extra layer to the conversation about who the greatest player is?
Yes, for bisexuals such as yourself, most definitely gives you another weapon in your arsenal of BS to throw at the wall and hope something sticks to try to rectify this legacy of a loser in the finals, 4-6. You do great things in a regular season individually, but when it comes down to the nitty gritty, still got that, you know, still got the deficiency where it counts.
I just wanted to hear you spew your hate, bro. That's it, man.
I'm consistent with my hate, and I'm glad to hear that you still spew your unwanted love, bisexually for LeBron, all over the airwaves with no shame and no with reckless abandon.
King James, the Prime Minister, man. I appreciate you.
Hold on. I might vote him. I might be with you on that one. Okay. Because he done some stuff with Section 8, low-cost housing, jump-started businesses, gets kids to go to school. Yeah, man, we might have to work with Bron Bron on that, okay?
So, wait, let me leave you with this question, though. If it was required for you to be nicer in your acknowledgement of the man's accomplishment, for him to come here and do that, would you do it?
No.
That's a part of the problem. Have a great one, man. Great.
But I'm still consistent. And you be safe out there, brother. Thanks for listening. Yay! All right, so yeah. Hey, listen, man, listen. What'd I tell you? Valentine's had Pearly. Pearly get captured by Cupid. Valentine's had him all over the road. I tell you, newfound love is like a brand new air fryer. Yes, so we know why Pearly's MIA today. We'll hear from Pearly tomorrow. All right, speaking of NBA, you know, as we wind up the Who's In and Who's Out segment, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros, Here's a couple of things swirling around that you might want to keep your eye on. Okay? Couple of things swirling. Here's something that's coming out of the NFL. Well, sorry, out of the NBA. My apologies. Now, here's the deal. The San Antonio Spurs waived Stanley Johnson over the weekend, leaving a solid wing option on waivers for contenders to consider adding. One team that can't claim him or sign him since it was the last to trade him, however, is the Los Angeles Lakers. So for you Laker fans wondering, hey, can we get Stanley Johnson? No. However, the Los Angeles Lakers, like I said, cannot do it. Johnson, 26, gave the Lakers decent minutes last season, averaging 7 points, 3.2 rebounds, and 1.7 assists in 48 games. He shot 46% from the field and from three, and 31% from three in 27 starts. Now, the Lakers traded into the Jazz in August alongside Taylor Horton Tucker in the deal that netted Patrick Beverley. And the Jazz then cut him in October, and he signed with the Spurs in December. But unfortunately, the Lakers cannot re-sign him. So we'll see where it goes. Contenders can sign him, but not Lakers. So you Laker fans jumping up out there, some of you texted me, nope, can't be. All right? Can't be Stanley Johnson. Not an option. And speaking of not an option, man, listen, stopping Dame Hillard last night was not an option. Boy, the Lakers got housed last night. Portland beat the brakes off them as LeBron continued to sit. So, yeah. Jalen Rose had a very good point. He said the Lakers may not make the playoffs. They may not make the playoffs. And they got to win six just to get to 500. And let's see what happens after that. You know? Got to keep your eye out there. Got to keep your eye out there. I think some other things are going to happen. And like I said, out of the NBA, Derek Carr officially released. And every NFL team's offseason needs. I thought this was kind of interesting. The Cardinals, they said offensive lineman was the number one need. The Ravens, a wide receiver, was the number one need. The Bills, interior offensive line. The Panthers, quarterback, no duh. The Bears, impact defender in any stage, up front, in the middle, or in the back end. Cincinnati Bengals, offensive tackle, that's a given. They got a porous offensive line, a lot of injuries, and they definitely need help there. Cleveland Browns, defensive line, that makes sense. Dallas Cowboys, linebacker. I don't know about all that. I'm thinking corner or wide receiver. Denver Broncos offensive line. Detroit Lions cornerback. That makes sense. Green Bay Packers tight end. Yes. They need a tight end in Green Bay moving forward. An athletic tight end for sure. Houston Texans a quarterback. Indeed. Indianapolis Colts quarterback. Indeed. Both of them may trade up and entertain the bid. Jacksonville Jaguars, cornerback. That makes sense. Kansas City Chiefs, wide receiver. You got that, Skippy. Obviously, with Derek Carr's release, the Raiders, a quarterback. Los Angeles Chargers, defensive tackle. Los Angeles Rams, offensive lineman. Miami Dolphins, a running back. Yes, indeed. No more committee. Minnesota Vikings, cornerback. New England Patriots, wide receiver. New Orleans Saints, quarterback. New York Giants, wide receiver. New York Jets, quarterback. They cashed in on Zach Wilson already. My God. Philadelphia Eagles, defensive back. Pittsburgh Steelers, linebacker. 49ers, pass rusher or edge. Seattle Seahawks, defensive lineman. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, quarterback. They got to replace Brady. The Tennessee Titans, offensive lineman. Washington Commanders, offensive lineman. Yep. Makes a lot of sense what they're predicting now. Now, what happened at draft day is totally ridiculous because we don't know who they're going to pick come draft day. You know how that go. You could watch your team line up and think, see the dude sitting on the board, and they'll take somebody else completely. Completely. Anyway, I digress. NFL Chargers hire former Cowboys quarterback coach Doug Neusmeyer. He's going to join Kellen Moore over there as part of the offensive staff. Good luck with that. Over there in Los, yeah, man. Oh, boy. I don't know. If you see a regression in that quarterback, you know why. So, we looked at some of the needs for your teams coming up. And I'll give you a quick mock draft, too, before we get to the break. On the flip side of the break, like I said, we got Rich Eisen taking us home today, along with Matt Orlovsky, and they're going to address some of the offseason quarterback maneuvers and moves that could come up in free agency. So before we get to that, I'll just hit you up with a mock draft real quick. They got the Colts trading up to Chicago to take C.J. Stroud, quarterback from Ohio State. They got the Texans taking Bryce Young from Alabama at number two. Number three, the Carolina Panthers take quarterback Will Levis from Kentucky, a run on quarterbacks right out of the break. Chicago from Indianapolis, the fourth pick, Jalen Carter, defensive lineman, Chicago from Georgia. Number five, the Seahawks take from Denver, they take edge Will Anderson from Alabama. The Lions from the Rams take wide receiver Quentin Johnson from TCU. The Raiders take cornerback Joey Porter from Penn State at number seven. Number eight, the Falcons take Miles Murphy, edge rusher from Clemson. Number nine, the Arizona Cardinals from Carolina take offensive lineman Peter Skoronski from Northwestern. The Eagles from the Saints take defensive lineman Tyree Wilson from Texas Tech. Number 11, the Titans take Michael Mayer from Notre Dame. That's the tight end from Notre Dame. Houston Texans from Cleveland take defensive lineman Brian Breese from Clemson. New York Jets from Ohio State. New England Patriots take offensive tackle Broderick Jones from Georgia. The Packers take Jackson Smith and Jigba from Ohio State. The Commanders, Washington Commanders, take quarterback Anthony Richardson from Florida. The Pittsburgh Steelers at 17 take Nolan Smith, edge rusher, Georgia. The Lions at 18 take cornerback Clark Phillips III of Utah. Number 19, the Bucks take edge rusher B.J. Ojulari from LSU. Number 20, the Seahawks take interior offensive lineman John Michael Schmitz from Minnesota. 21, the Los Angeles Chargers take wide receiver Jordan Addison from USC. And 22nd pick, the Baltimore Ravens going wide receiver Zay Flowers from Boston College. The Vikings at 23 take cornerback Sam Smith from South Carolina. The Jaguars at 24 take tight end Dalton Kincaid from Utah. 25, the Giants take cornerback Devin Witherspoon from Illinois. 26, the Cowboys take linebacker Drew Sanders from Arkansas. 27, the Bills take running back Bijan Robinson from Texas. Listen, this draft is flawed because if Bijan Robinson from Texas is available at the 26th pick, Dallas is going to take him. Period. No-brainer. 28, the Bengals take offensive tackle Darnell Wright from Tennessee. 29, the Saints take Will McDonald from Iowa State. And the Philadelphia Eagles take cornerback Christian Gonzalez from Oregon. And at number 31, the world champion Kansas City Chiefs take defensive lineman Siaki Ika from Baylor. All right, that's a wrap right there. On Who's In and Who's Out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. We'll take a quick commercial break, and don't forget, taking us home today, Rich, some big offseason quarterback moves post the Super Bowl. Some new faces and possibly new places. Some may sound crazy, some may just happen. Check it out on the flip side of the break, and we'll see you tomorrow right here for another episode of Talking Heads. Be good, Bahamas, and if you can be good at it.
Dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We're paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we're putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We
We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer. Island Games, we can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Is your 2023 goal to move into your own home? Well, future homeowner, a home with financing from CIBC First Caribbean, and you'll receive cash back every month for 1 year. A home is one of your greatest investments, so secure one soon. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/homeowners payday for more info. Offer valid from January 9 through to March 31, 2023. Terms and conditions apply.
Experience a flavor explosion. Chicken, marinara sauce, a generous drizzle of pesto sauce, all topped off with melted cheese and served on a warm, flaky croissant. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Italian Mozzarella Chicken Sandwich Combo includes a bag of baked Lay's and a freshly brewed tea. Enjoy a taste of Italy in every bite. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? The fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. Is your place.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The best spot for Derek Carr will be where? Where do you think he fits best?
Yeah, I really think it's the Carolina Panthers. One, Carolina's got a tremendous staff that Frank Reich is putting together. I know everyone says Tampa and New Orleans. They're both $50-plus million over cap. So if you're Derek Carr, do those teams look good right now as far as appealing when it comes to who the play caller is in Tampa? And then two, what's the team going to look like after you pay me $35, $40 million? What is that team then going to look like with, when it comes to some pieces that may have to move on financially? Carolina's really good on defense. Young at the line that I think's got a chance to be a top 10 unit. DJ Moore's very good, two back. Frank Reich, I like New York. I think the biggest question that Jets would have to figure out is, are you capable of handling the burden and expectation in New York? It's not can you play. We know that Derek can. That is going to be a win or all hell breaks loose situation in New York next year. And you've got to figure out if you're capable of wearing that 24/7 for 6 months plus straight.
Well, then who would be the New York Jet quarterback of choice? I mean, Jimmy G's free. Aaron Rodgers is about to go into his week of darkness therapy.
Yeah,
he must know. I mean, and he must know going into his stint away from everybody else. Exactly. Yep. What options he's thinking about. I mean, he must know exactly who's really interested in him and what his choices are going in for him to have his own thoughts. What do you think the Jets,
yeah,
who would fit the Jets system, do you think?
I think the Jets have to take big swing next year. I'm taking out Jimmy Garoppolo and Geno from this conversation from right now, because okay, I don't think that's the big swing. One, Aaron Rodgers. It is what it is. I get it. It's a roll of the dice. There's no questions asked. You got to swing big. Number two, Lamar Jackson. Does Baltimore tag him, and then what do they want for him? I just think that's a very real thing. Number three, Matthew Stafford. Where does he fit with the contract situation with the Rams? How do the Rams view their football team next year? And what does it cost to get him? And the fourth, I'd say Dak Prescott from Dallas. I have no... They're not in a great cap situation. He's going to be expensive. Are they disappointed after last year? I'd say those are the four things. As likelihood of the Dak situation, pretty minimal, but that would be the four-step process if I was the Jets.
So let's linger on the Ravens and Lamar for a brief bit here. Dan Orlovsky from ESPN on the program. Todd Monken was just hired as the play caller from Georgia, yep. Yes, but, you know, he spent considerable time in the league. He was Freddie Kitchens' one-and-done coordinator. He was the coordinator for Jameis in Tampa and wasn't retained by Arians when he brought his own people in. What does that hire mean, for, in your estimation, for
the Ravens and their thought process with Lamar in any way, shape, or form? You got anything for me there, Dan?
Yeah, I love this for Lamar if he's in Baltimore. And if I was Lamar, I would be sitting there going, that's what I wanted. Huh. This is the next generation or evolution of my career. Pro-style play caller. I know Todd from calling Georgia games. Really smart. Totally about, like, hey, what do I have? And how do we make those guys work? Really matchup-based understanding. This guy does this stuff well. We're going to feature him in those roles. You know, so I love that for Lamar. I think it's a pro-style offense. That's what Lamar thrives in. I still think he would utilize some of the quarterback run. So I love it for and if Lamar is still in Baltimore. I don't know if that is so much impactful as much as it seems like the financial situation in Baltimore.
Huh. Do you knock on the Bears' door to see if in any way, shape, or form Justin Fields is available in any way, shape, or form? Or knowing who the quarterbacks are coming in, do you think there's anything like that or no?
No, I still don't think so, because as much as I'm like loving the next 3 or 4 years for Justin.
Me too.
That's a big roll of the dice if you're the Jets. Huh. Taking a second-year player, hey, now you're going to a new city, new team, new people, new offense. You know, I think that would be a roll of the dice. I also, if I'm the Bears, you'd have to probably, like, I don't know if I'm loving getting rid of a player that really has a ton of promise right now. So I don't hate the idea, Rich. I don't. I just, that makes me cautious with the expectations in New York next season.
Well, because I had Justin on my show last week, and I.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.